hear these words of Scripture that come to us from Mark's Gospel out of the first chapter, beginning with verse 29. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also. For that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. May God's richest blessings be upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day. For they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are grateful for these words of Scripture, their teaching and claim upon our lives. We pray, O God, now that you might give us rest from the activities of daily life and living, those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we ask and pray in Jesus Christ's holy and precious name. Amen. If we jump back to the earlier words of this first chapter of Mark, we'll see that Jesus has invited four fishermen, Simon, also known as Peter, his brother Andrew, and James and John, to try a new kind of fishing. Jesus invites them to follow him and to fish for people. And so these four great individuals accepted Jesus' invitation to follow him, and their lives were never again the same. Immediately after this call of the disciples, Jesus goes into a synagogue, and we are told that he teaches with such authority that no one has ever witnessed before. And as Jesus is teaching, a man with an unclean spirit interrupted Jesus, and Jesus drove out that demon, and now it was time for a break. So Jesus and these disciples leave the synagogue, and they go to Simon, Peter, and James' house. It will be a time when perhaps they can sit down a little bit and relax and prop their feet up from all of the events of the last few days, a time to get away from the crowds. It's here that the first healing in Mark's gospel occurs. The healing of Simon Peter's mother-in-law is a typical healing story. There is the description of the illness. She has a fever. There is the request for healing. They let him know right away. There's the action of the healer. He invites her to stand up. And there's the evidence that the healing person has been restored to health. The scriptures tell us that she went and waited upon them. Jesus heals this woman. and off to the kitchen she goes. Now, I didn't realize Monday when we were driving home from South Carolina that this was the particular passage of Scripture. And, you know, 12 hours in a car is a long time, even for adults. And so we started, I was driving. Thank God, or my mother probably would have side-cuffed me. But we were talking, and I said, oh, can you imagine Simon Peter? Oh, Jesus is coming to my house. Oh, my mother-in-law is sick. Do I tell him or not? I'm being drugged to my, I'm going to my in-law's house this afternoon. I love my mother-in-law. I love my father-in-law, but I know that everyone doesn't. My mother is a mother-in-law to four, three lover, one, well, that's a whole nother day's story. Oh, gee. Well, Peter had to say, well, Jesus, you know, my mother-in-law, she's got a fever, she's sick. And so Jesus goes and heals her, and about her activities she goes. But I said to my mom, well, did you ever think that Jesus was hungry? Woman, you're healed. Now fix me something. That's when I'd have probably been cuffed had I not been driving. But have we ever thought about it in that light? But regardless of why the mother-in-law is healed, the story travels very quickly. Matter of fact, the scriptures tell us that the whole town comes to the door of where Jesus is staying. Jesus cured those who were sick, casted out many demons, and he would not allow those demons to speak because they knew who he was. Now, it's interesting in the Gospels that even when other healings occur, Jesus tells that individual, quietly go and don't tell anyone at all what I've done for you. You see, the reader, the listener, soon learns that the crowds in Capernaum create a problem for Jesus. Jesus does not want to settle down in any one village and become a local healer or a local holy man. But rather, Jesus knows that he's called to go into all of the surrounding villages and the surrounding region to preach and proclaim the good news. And so Jesus leaves Peter's house early in the morning before the sun has even come up to find a quiet place to pray. You see, Jesus has come to do God's will, not to seek out his own advantage or popularity. And so that's why Jesus told individuals to keep quiet about what he had done. That's why Jesus forbid those demons to proclaim who he was, because Jesus wanted people to come because of who he was, not because of what he could do. Let us go into the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came to do. And so he went throughout Galilee proclaiming the message in their synagogues, healing and casting out demons. He came to preach and to teach and to heal. To preach this good news that involved God's love, God's grace, and God's forgiveness. And to heal individuals from what they needed to be healed from, whether it was healings mentally, physically, or spiritually. You see, the good news today is that Jesus Christ offers to us that same good news as well. That his healing presence, the good news of God's love and grace and forgiveness, is being offered to us still today. We are being offered God's love and grace and forgiveness that comes in such abundance that we will not know that abundance anywhere else in the world. You are a child of God, and God cares for each and every one of you. When the scriptures tell us that God cares for the birds of the air and the lilies of the fields, well, then how much more must God care for us, his children? In order to be good and faithful servants and stewards of Jesus Christ, we then must be healed of all that past junk. As I was previewing a videotape for this morning's Sunday school lesson on prayer, the leader was sharing that an individual he knew, a female, had said to some spiritual advisor that she had an enormously difficult time viewing God as Father. She said, "I grew up with a dad, a father that was abusive, that was an alcoholic, and was anything but a bad role model. And I can't use that model for God." And the spiritual advisor looked at her and said, "Then perhaps it's time that you fire that image." So what is it that we need to fire from our past, to get rid of it, to enable God's healing power and presence to come upon us, that all might be forgiven, that we might begin today with clean hearts and clean spirits, with right hearts and right spirits for Almighty God? You see, God's healing presence comes to us this day through the presence of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in this holy meal that is before us. God's presence is here today, offering to us grace and forgiveness, healing us from all of those things in the past. We are offered health and wholeness. May we experience the presence of Christ in new and different ways as we come together this day to share in this meal. And then may we go forth out into the world proclaiming what Christ has done. Let us pray. Lord God, your presence is upon us. May we this day experience your healing presence in such a way that it wipes away all that is past, and that we might begin anew. For it's in Christ's holy and precious name that we pray. Amen.